This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Jim, you just went over Jack Johnson and potentially being coveted by the Pittsburgh Penguins to play on that blue line. I guess on the surface it does make sense until you see he's going to command $6 million. If he does command $6 million, the first shoe needs to drop, and that's Hunwick, Sherry, Hagelin, or a combination of two of those three guys needs to be out of town, even with the salary cap elevating some. Wouldn't you think? I mean, the guy's 31 years old. He's an unrestricted free agent, as you say, in like 9 days from now or whenever that that period hits. But I think that there'd be cap space that would need to open up before anything. And also, is Jack Johnson worth paying $6 million to?
No.
That's
No. And because you're looking at him as a number five, number six defenseman to be paired with Jamie Oleksiak, you're not paying him $6 million. You're not paying him more than Justin Schultz. You're not paying him more than Brian Dumoulin. And, well, that wouldn't be more than Letang. Olimata, well, he'll get a new contract in a year or two. But I think the guy couldn't even get now. You never know with Tortorella. But Tortorella loves to win. And if Jack Johnson was playing well enough to help John Tortorella win a playoff series, he would have played. He didn't.
I tell Jack Johnson this. Here's $4 million bucks. Now, you can go get paid more somewhere else if you want. Here's $4 million bucks. Why don't you take that Justin Schultz plan? Bet on yourself that you're going to get better. You're going to come here. You're going to help alleviate some of Letang's minutes. You're going to play on a team that potentially could win a Stanley Cup next year. You're going to play with your buddy, the best player in the world. You're going to be in an organization that treats everybody first class, from the locker rooms to the travel to the food to everything. Everybody raves about it. There's your opportunity. Here's $4 million bucks a year. Take it or leave it. Go ahead, you go get paid more somewhere else, and you bet on yourself. And if you play well for 2 years at that $4 million bucks for 2 years, $8 million for 2 years, $4 million apiece, then we'll talk another contract. The Justin Schultz model.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I guess if you went the full Justin Schultz route, you would play for 1 year.
Right.
And then you would play basically with another free agency or in front of you, and you would be able to get that longer-term contract, although by next year he'd be 32. And although, you know what? Hey, we saw Brooks Orpik and thinking that when he signed with the Washington Capitals
for a five-year deal. Well, you could lie to him. You don't necessarily have to give him that contract if he plays well.
No, but I'm saying that, well...
No, the second contract I'm talking about. You know, bet on yourself here.
Right?
For that
no, they don't.
Bucks.
No, but I mean, he'd be a free agent. Maybe somebody would pay him. And Orpik, when he signed a 5 year deal with the Capitals, you're thinking he's too old to get a 5 year contract. He's still going strong. He just won another Stanley Cup.
But even if you overpay by a year, if you're the Capitals, maybe you already got what you need out of him.
Well, they did. Yeah, they did.
You know,
they did. They won a Stanley Cup.
Would you be willing to warm up to what I just presented
yes.
to you?
Yeah, I'd be. Yeah, I would listen to that. But you're not paying him, and this $6 million, it's not like he will command it. That's just what a fellow media member in Canada has said, that this is probably what he's going to be looking for. Maybe that's what the agent says he's looking for. And he couldn't play for a good team in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Healthy scratch down the stretch. And I can't get past that.
Well, he wanted to get traded. He wasn't traded because maybe nobody else really wanted him.
It was an Ian Cole situation. It would have been like if Ian Cole's situation would have stayed here and persisted into the playoffs and he was a healthy scratch, right?
Well, except Ian Cole, he wouldn't have been, but I know what you're saying. I mean, the Penguins could have used Ian Cole. But the Tortorella figured that he didn't need Jack Johnson. And they blew a 2-0 series lead against Washington. They couldn't win that series. But at one point, he used to be really good.
Right.
And I know Jason Mackey pointed out in his story about working with Sergei Gonchar. And that you saw what happened with guys that they brought in, like Justin Schultz is a prime example. You know, Jamie Oleksiak, another guy who was a high draft pick, a first-round draft pick, who wasn't getting any time at all in Dallas, and came here, and he was a big part of the Penguins. I thought, I had no idea the guy was going to be that good. And so, you know, Johnson, the one-year deal sounds good to me, But maybe they could even get away with a longer-term deal. But that if they do that, the Penguins, I think, would be taking a little bit of a chance.
I would go 2 years at $8 million, four per, and tell them, get here, play with your buddy. And this is a guy – the one good thing with Jack Johnson, though, is there would be, I think, very little acclimation process. The guy's a pro. It's not like bringing in a younger guy. He's not somebody who, albeit it didn't necessarily end well in Columbus in terms of being a healthy scratch, I don't think there's like a ton of ill will. You know what I mean? It's not somebody like that who's problematic. You're not taking on part of the Carlson-Hoffman mess. You know, it's something where it's a guy. The only baggage the guy has when some people think of him are the whole kind of nonsense with his parents that siphoned the money from him.
I was going to bring that up. Who knows how much that affected him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine getting ripped off by your own parents and all of a sudden not having, you know, you sign a big contract and you're thinking, okay, you know, I'll invest this wisely. And then your parents just basically took it and blew it.
And you have to wonder, too, is Chad Ruedel just as good as him? I mean, right now, the current state, I know that sounds crazy on the surface considering the pedigrees, but is Chad Ruedel just as good as him?
Oh, we know this. Chad Ruedel get a hole in one.
Yes, sir. But I think it's a fair question.
Sure, it is.
For the value.
Sure it is, and the Penguins, I do think they need to get better. He also is he's a left-handed shot, which they have a lot of those guys.
But he's played both sides.
Yeah, yeah, so there's some versatility there. I'm not against the idea. It's just that if somebody's going to go out there and pay him $5 or $6 million a year, the Penguins should not be that team to do it.
They should say, go ahead, go somewhere else.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, Phil Kessel. Jim, this isn't getting any more clear. I don't know. Depending on what you read, I guess. Some people, I did a Google search yesterday, right? And there's like the last 10 things come up about Phil Kessel, like a Google News search. It runs the gamut from everything from Kessel to be traded imminently to Kessel trade talks, never going to start. They're never going to get off the ground to five potential landing points for Phil Kessel, and then something in French about Kessel being happy in Pittsburgh. I have never seen a story, I don't think, that has gone in terms of before a guy was potentially on the trade block that is so across the board. I can't remember one. There's no definitive word on the state of this story.
Kessel is... He's not quite untouchable, but I've said, and I'll continue to say, I would not be opposed to trading him as long as the return was worth what you're giving up,
mm-hmm.
which means it would have to be a lot. And I'm talking about somebody who could play right away. You know, I mentioned the Ryan Ellis thing with Nashville, and I don't know if there's any, you know, Elliot Friedman, who's a respected guy, he's covered the sport for quite a while, was the one who floated that. I'd forgotten yesterday. Now I was reminded. So, you know, he's not just some schmuck who's throwing stuff out there. But it's, you know, that would make sense to me because you're getting an immediate return of a comparable, you know, I don't know, maybe he's not quite as good of a defenseman as Kessel is a forward, but you're getting, you know, if Jim Rutherford's out there saying that Daniel Sprong is going to be part of the lineup next year, well, where's he going to play? And his game, he's not Phil Kessel, but his game is similar. If he's got defensive shortcomings, and Kessel, that's one of the beefs that Mike Sullivan has with him. But I'm not going to give Kessel away because there's some sort of a beef with the coach. It's not that big of a deal.
Phil Kessel needs to grow up, though. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a point in which this needs – Mike Sullivan runs this franchise. He runs this team. He runs it the way he's going to run it. There needs to be a get on his page or something needs to give moment, I think. I mean, at some point that has to happen. At some point, doesn't it need to be realized that maybe Phil Kessel's the problem in all of this? I'm just asking that. I don't know this to be the case. I'm just saying, why is it always his name, though? Why can't he come to the middle and meet what's going on with everybody else a little bit more?
Well, you would think that he'd realize that hey, you know what, playing with the Penguins, this isn't a bad gig. You know, you're here for 3 years. You win two Stanley Cups. That's pretty good. And you know what? Maybe the coach does know what he's talking about. I've said this, and I'll continue to believe it. I do agree with Kessel that I think he'd be better off playing on Evgeny Malkin's line. I really
do. Where's Gino openly advocating that or politicking for that?
He's over, you know, watching World Cup games.
But if Gino really wanted that to happen, couldn't Gino make that happen? Doesn't Gino wield a pretty big stick?
Not necessarily. I don't even know that Sidney Crosby calls the shots with who plays on his line.
He calls the shots when he doesn't like someone on his line. They're off it in a hurry.
Yeah, and I've never understood this, that supposedly he doesn't like playing with Patrick Hornquist. I mean, if I were Crosby and Malkin, I'd fight over Hornquist on my line. I'd want that. You know, after Kunitz left, it's like you had two guys that were kind of the same, mm-hmm. and Kunitz and Crosby obviously had a special relationship over the years. Patrick Hornquist is I'm an elite center. He's the perfect line mate as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, I don't think there, a lot of times there are no wrong choices here. But when you say Kessel needs to grow up, that may not be a bad way of putting it. And just realizing that, how about wake up as opposed to grow up?
That works too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.